Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is Friday, May the 6th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And, you know, I was just listening to Scotty's show, or the tape. Man, I was all into it. I was like, I wanted to hear more. And then I look, it's time for Tando Radio to come on. I was like, Scotty, keep running that. I want to hear that. You know, forget Tando for a minute. Let's hear this. But just some of the great programming that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network and some of the and the programs that are here on the network always have you captivated. Does me. And different things. So, very, very good show. But hey, before we get started with today's show, there is some business at hand that we need to take care of, and that is supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, please go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and go to the crowdfunding digital black media portion of the page and participate in the crowdfunding campaign that's actively going on right now by Black Talk Media Project. And with this crowdfunding campaign, it gives you an opportunity to support the network so that it can grow into the network that it needs to be, and it can actually continue to facilitate some of your needs, give you a place where you can actually start to look at what's going on in the world and have an appropriate response from you, your family, and our overall community, collective community at large. And that's very, very important because there are very few, if any, sincere media outlets that look at the demographics in which affects you other than for exploitation, but to inform and to engage and to empower so that you can actively live in a self-determining, sovereign way. And believe me, I think, and well, I know that is the intention of the great creator for us to execute our free will absent of anyone else's influence that is opposite of our own moral and social direction. So, everyone, please, it's so important that we support Black Talk Radio Network. So, jump into the crowdfunding campaign. It's something that's very easy. It's not expensive, and your overall every donation helps. Every donation matters because this is what keeps us on air, and this keeps Black Talk Radio Network. This will keep you where you can listen and engage and actually start to use some of the things that you learn here on Black Talk Radio Network, or it could be something that you can start to do on your own. very, very important. So with the crowdfunding campaign, let's take a look at it. For the first option would be a one-time contribution of $24.99. And you could do that via PayPal, or you could send in a check or money order. And if you send in a check or money order, you need to mail it to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is Black Talk Media Project at P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that, you can send in, for that first option, the contribution would be of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are sincerely, sincerely appreciated. So it doesn't matter how much you actually give, it is the overall energy that you're giving that is going to maintain the overall direction of Black Talk Radio Network. And that is what we appreciate and why we do what we do here. So with the first option, if you donate $24.99 or less, you will receive a monthly statistic performance report on the radio station. Also, the social media operations via email. That's for $24.99. And not only that, it helps to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by the network will be on. Next, we have option number two. Option number two is a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution or donation. To receive more than one t-shirt, a t-shirt will be provided for every $25 that you contribute. So if you want two t-shirts, that would be $50. If you want three t-shirts, that would be $75. If you want four t-shirts, that would be $100. That would be $100 for the t-shirts. Make sure that you put in the size that that corresponds with each $25 interval donation. And that is option number two. And all of this can be easily done by hit the pay now, and that will direct you to using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or you can use, no, it's not American Express. No, or you can use PayPal, so, or your bank. So there are multiple ways to pay for your contribution. Next option, number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly emails and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. You will be eligible to receive gifts from the network as an appreciation for your financial support to Black Talk Media Project. Now, this is a great opportunity for us all to engage and to assist, and not only that, be a part of. Let me tell you, I firmly believe there's four types of people in this world. There are pushers, pullers, riders, and watchers. The watchers are people that will actually just watch you do certain things and wait to decide what they're going to do. The pullers are the people that will actually bear most of the load to ensure that the direction and the mission at hand will be successful. Then there are pushers. Those are the people that assist the puller in actually getting the overall design plan where it needs to be. And then there are riders. Riders are people that will do absolutely nothing but just ride and freeload off of everything, and they become a burden. They are quick to eat the fruit, never feed the roots. And this is how we start to lose things, and mainly what we lose is our real connection with each other, because we are working adverse to the overall universal design and the overall universal stream of sustainability. Yes, you can have a free will to do whatever you want, but there are consequences to everything that we do. So this is so important that we become pushers and pullers. Scotty has taken on the mainstay of pulling, and it's up to us to become pushers to ensure that this gets where it needs to be. And not only that we partake in it all, and we will give just as much as we are receiving from Black Talk Radio Network. So if you've been listening to Black Talk Radio Network, you've been receiving a lot, and there's a reason why you come back daily, Monday through Fridays, and if there's special events, it's there. But now's the time for you to just think and sit back and say, okay, now I need to support, and now I need to feed the root so that the fruit will continue to be bearful and pleasant and good for us all. So everyone, go to Black Talk Radio Network, engage in the crowdfunding campaign. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network so that we can get where we need to go. Next, we have, as usual, what I want to do is we're going to take a look at what we posted inside a Tando radio show on Facebook, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O radio show on Facebook. You can check us out and follow us there. We have a couple of stories that we posted there and want to take a look at them now. So let's look at some of the articles and what's in the news today. Now, oh, before I say that, everyone, if there's a question or comment that you would have and you would like to see us showcase something or bring up something that you would like to see on the show, you can send us a message there, or you can leave a comment there, and I will see it and definitely do it. And I want to thank those of you that have actually participated in sending messages. Truly, truly do appreciate you, and thank you for that. Also, I received some emails in regards to the precious metals class and everything else. I will definitely respond to those this weekend. Been extremely busy, but I will get you the information that you need. Okay, so let's jump to Tando Radio Show and look at some of the things that we got posted there for what's going on, what's in the news. But I totally forgot. Before we do that, I do want to highlight a couple of things. There is a company, black-owned company, that is actively making seasoning that is nutritional and good for your body, known as Uncle Fats. Everyone, if you would like to try Uncle Fats, believe me, I do. I'm a user of it, and it's a great, great seasoning. Love it. Absolutely love it. It will enhance a lot of the food that you have. And not only that, it's all natural, and it's giving you some of the minerals that many of us are lacking. You know, one of the things that is critical in our overall welfare and well-being is what we take into our body. We've been actually led and cattled and pushed and corralled into eating a lot of the things that are destroying our bodies. But your body will still tell you what it needs. And one of the things that is really beneficial to our body is to drink living water and to drink living food and to have the necessary vitamins and minerals in order so that our body can function properly. And a body that's functioning properly has a strong immune system, is able to turn food into energy, nourish the body, and get rid of the waste, and is a very efficient machine. And that machine can last for thousands and thousands and thousands of years without any interruptions other than what you would do in the course of the day. But you know what? We are living so much our quality of life because of food and because of the dead water that we're drinking or the toxic water that we're drinking. We can really say that this is a program to murder us, and most people that you know, pretty much everyone that you know, even if they so-called have been said to have died of natural causes, is not the case. They've actually been murdered, and they've been murdered by the institutions that we allow to continue to feed us and to bring us the staples of life. So it's so important that we start to understand the importance of that and to reincorporate what the great Creator God Almighty has made, because for every disease that man creates, God has an herb to cure it, and we need to start to engage in that. So go to Uncle Fats, and you can get Uncle Fats at getunclefats@gmail.com. You can do that at getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in our precious metals class, you can contact me, and I will respond this weekend and tell you what's available. We have a lot of the classes are full, but it's actually some of them will be ending relatively soon. Well, no, not really, but I'm moving things around where we'll be able to do classes maybe one or two classes more. So there is space, and there is some weekend space that we have. And if you're interested in that, you can text me at 951-790-8330. That's 951-790-8330. Or you can email me at wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, pack, the number 1, at gmail.com. Okay, so just wanted to give that. And now let's go to Tando Radio Show and check out some of the stories that are there. Posted today. One second. Okay, let me move this down a little bit. Okay, the first article that we posted on Tando came from, where did this come from? This one came from .biz.com. Oh, yep, .biz.com. And it says, lawmakers to Obama, don't supply Syrian rebels with stingers. And that's the DO, Department of Defense buzz. So check out this article. And I'm really, you know, it's one of the things that we can almost guarantee that this overall global war expansion is going to speed up and continue. And here is the evidence to substantiate and validate that. So check out that article. Next article. This was a good one. This came from Sovereign Man. Number of Americans renouncing just keeps going up. The number of Americans renouncing just keeps going up. And this comes from Sovereign Man, and basically the number of people that are renouncing their U.S. citizenship is growing. Now, you know, that is, some people are doing that for a lot of reasons, but I would highly, highly suggest, listen, if you haven't established complete ties and if you're just thinking about leaving the U.S., that definitely is up to you and your prerogative, but I just hope that you weighed everything, because that could be, there could be some things about that that you may not have thought of that could adversely affect you. Yes, this is crazy, what's going on here is not a good look, and it's only going to get worse. But one of the things is that you grew up here, you know the area, you know the people, you know the culture, you know the language, you know pretty much what's going on. You can actually blend in and maintain some form of your identity, remaining anonymous. But when you go to a foreign country, if you haven't actually established ties in those countries, I think that you're really opening yourself up for some unwarranted and unnecessary heartache at the appropriate time, for the very reason why you're leaving. Once that completely goes full blown here, it's going to put you at a great disadvantage, because people, the overall purge of the U.S. is going to grow, and people around the world are going to actually look upon U.S. citizens as part of the problem. And believe me, and if it goes into a global nuclear war, which global nuclear war one, which I call GNW1, which I do believe is going to go into, you open yourself up to also being arrested because you are a former U.S. citizen, even though you renounce. So this is something that you really need to weigh out in this climate. And there are many, many things that are involved in this whole thing, and you have to kind of weigh everything out and look at your options and look at as many as you possibly can. Because one of the things about this is that once you leave, you won't be able to get back in at the appropriate time of problems. The borders will be closed, and we're going to talk about some of that here. So I would definitely say, really weigh if that's something that you were thinking about doing. Really weigh out if that is something that you want to engage in. Look at it from all sides of it, the benefits and the adversities and the obstacles that you will face. And some of those will be extremely extreme. Oh, you can't do that, can you, Dave? Some of those will be extremely crucial in your overall productivity, your overall survivability, and your quality of life outside of the country. So that's just my thoughts, but weigh it out. Next article, really good one, very important one. A lot of people check this one out. This one was from YouTube. No, this one came from IntelHub.com. Hundreds of M1 Abrams battle tanks spotted in Houston. Hundreds of M1 Abrams battle tanks spotted in Houston on rail. And the report is there. And I'm telling you, the reason why this is happening, because the military assets are being strategically placed globally, nationally, regionally, and within our communities. There is a reason for that, because they plan on using those assets at the appropriate time. And this is what we're going to be talking about some of today. So very important article. Check out that article. Next article. Oh, not an article. Today's show. Today's show, we're going to do the continue the 96-hour margin call. But there's one thing we got to do before we do that. We need to talk about what's happening in Zimbabwe. Big shout-out to my man Raj for sending that. I saw it earlier. I think I saw it earlier, but I didn't think to post it. So glad Raj sent me that and reminded me that I needed to post that. Good looking, bro. So we're going to talk about that, and we got to finish one thing about the digital currency before we go into the 96-hour margin call. Next article, big banks just claimed a constitutional right to free taxpayer money. Do what? Did you see this? This came from the Huffington Post. Big banks just claimed a constitutional right to free taxpayer money. This is where you start to have the fascist state start to take hold. And if you don't know what that really entails, that means that you will be a slave, a complete slave to the corporation, and you will have no so-called rights at all other than what the policies of a company is. So, this article, I didn't get to read it. I saw it. I said, you must be out your mind. But I'm not surprised. They've already been actively in doing that, but now they're admitting it. Why are they admitting it now? Because they have a plan for something else more severe and more extreme than this. And this is what I believe is one of the greatest threats to your physical well-being here. And also, it can teach you some, it can actually cause many people to take on something that is unnatural, that is fear, and that is something that could actually weigh on your spirit and your soul, and you could carry that the rest of your eternity. So this is why it's so important that we engage in the proper measures of living among ourselves. So check out this article. This is crazy, but you know what, I want to take a look at that, come back to that, see what they're saying there, because I didn't get a chance to read it. Next article comes from CNBC. Every county in America is facing hunger. This is very true, and this is going to continue to expand, and it's going to expand to where people that didn't think that they would ever need food assistance, no one will be immune if they don't prepare. It's just the way it's working out, and don't wait until it's too late until that happens. So, remember the squirrel. The squirrel saves the acorns when the sun is up, knowing that the sun is going to go down and the winter will be upon us. They are much smarter than a lot of people that I know. Why? Because they continue to live the way the great Creator God Almighty established their living conditions. And they haven't walked away from it, but we have. And it's only been working for us for a very short period of time, but as all things, as Prince said, life is but a party, but a party meant to last. This party is not meant to last, and they're going to collapse the common person's economy, like it or not. But there are things that you can do. Next article. This one comes from, can't see where this one came from. But it's millions of Yahoo, this is important. Millions of Yahoo Gmail passwords stolen in cyber attack. This is some of the events that will continue to happen before the one that is going to be the most dramatic of all. Everything is, the stage is being set. Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you know that it's coming? Well, it is here. Next article comes from alternatenet.org. Why Saudi Arabia is suddenly in serious trouble. They ain't got no oil. Just to give you a little hint, they ran out of oil a little while ago. And this is going to destabilize that whole area. And this is why Iran is pushing out as much oil as it possibly can. So, check out this article. Next article, Turkey ready to send ground troops to Syria if necessary, says the prime minister. There are so many fronts right now that the overall forward line of GNW1 is being breached at all stages. And this is one stage that will continue to exacerbate the unstable geopolitical conditions that we are seeing right now that are vastly, you know, it was about two and a half years ago, there was a radio show that was on, and it's on Sirius. And I remember when this article, one article came out, and they were talking about wanting to give women equality and equal rights within the military. Now, me being me, I never think of inequality because I believe that everyone has the right to be who they are. Everyone's freedom ends where someone else's begins. And they were trying to say, and Pineda was the Secretary of Defense, and I can't remember, Pineda was, and I forgot who the Secretary of the Joint Chief of Staff was. I think it may have been the one that just retired not too long ago. Can't remember his name. They were all saying what a great opportunity that they finally had complete desegregation of the military. They trumpeted and they had talked about their achievements in integrating the military for blacks. Now they've integrated the military for women. Right away, I knew what these demonic individuals and these minions that were following the directions of their handlers were doing. They wanted to draft women. And I remember I called into a show, and it was one of those black shows on Sirius at that time. And, you know, the one guy is been around for a while, you know, and everything else, and they had the show, and called into the show, and I said, I think you're missing the big picture here. And this is when a lot of people had no clue what was going on in the South Sea of China. Said, I think you're missing the big picture here. And this gentleman, he has been around for a long, I mean, you know, he knew King in back way, way back and everything else. And, you know, he has this national show, and he's been around through all phases of the so-called civil rights era, you know, and championed this stuff, which is the worst thing that ever happened to black people. But you can't tell some people that because they say no way in the world. And I always respond with, what do you mean no way in the world? Have you ever read their civil rights? And they never have. People start to champion and blindly follow something that they've never even read. They do that in religion all the time, in so many things. So we're saying that this is a great accomplishment and everything else, and I said, no, this is the worst thing that could be done. And oh, the host went ballistic. I let him go ballistic. And he says, what are you talking about? I said, this is absolutely the worst thing. He said, see, there goes these male chauvinistic people and everything else. So I let him go on his little rant. I basically said, are you done? Do you want to know why this is the worst thing? And he says, well, go ahead. He was upset and wanted to cut me totally off. He said, because they're going to draft and kill your daughters. He got silent. He got totally silent. And I said, they're going to draft, and they're trying to kill your daughters completely. And they want to do that because that is the most efficient way to depopulate the planet. And particularly people of color within this country will be adversely affected by that. Quiet again, and he says, what are you talking about? They don't want to draft the daughters. This is about giving opportunities. Well, obviously, you've never been in the military, and you don't know that in order for a woman to be in line command of a combat unit, that means she has to be in combat herself in order to do that. This is how they're going to backdoor the draft of women. And I said they're going to backdoor the draft of women for this reason, because of the United States has overextended its military, and they've lost a lot of people and generations of people through the continuous wars that they've been in, and now they need to gear up for a big fight against a million-man army in China. He said, what are you talking about? I'm not going to be going to war with China. I said, have you ever heard about the islands in the South Sea of China that there's a dispute over? That is just a facade, but is going to facilitate the war between the two countries. He's like, what? What are you talking about? And he says, well, we're going to have to go, and he hangs up. And I hear him on this, you know. He says, man, some of these callers, I don't know where they get this stuff from, but I don't know if the U.S. is going to war with China. But, and this is when no one had knew anything about it. Why is this so important? Not trying to say anything other than we really need to start to look at what happens in history. Before that history that has worked so demonically well in the past becomes our present and our children's future. And I was saying that because of this. If you look at what's going on in Turkey, in the Ukraine, in Djibouti, in Africa, and throughout the part of Africa that they don't like to admit that's Africa, they call it the Middle East. No, homie, that's Africa, because that's where a lot of shared resources. If you look at what's going on in South America, and if you look at what's going on in Asia and every and a bunch of other places throughout the world is positioning itself for global war. And the key to this is that we have to be ready for that, because there will be, you can't just say, well, I'll deal with it when I come. I mean, you can say that, but then you won't know what to do once it arrives, because they're going to take your daughter. And what are you going to say? Well, I'll deal with that when they come to get her. No, then you won't. You're not going to do anything about it now. You darn sure are not going to do anything about it later. So basically, men, a lot of our fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and mothers will allow the government to come and sacrifice your children, and particularly your daughters. And I don't know if you've ever seen the effects of war. It totally changes generational moves for a very long time. We, you know, you never had in this country the advent of your daughters coming back mentally ill from the combat and the violence that they had to engage in. Physically destroyed. Yes, there have been in the recent wars and in wars that women have been casualties of them and actually maimed by those, but not in the overall numbers that the men have. And they haven't been coming back with the diseases that the men have acquired, the biological illnesses that they've acquired in those battle zones. And now, with the overall technology where it is and with the capabilities of biological warfare, is the perfect opportunity to bring back destroyed reproductive ability. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. I didn't even see the time. When we come back, we're going to finish this, and then we're going to jump into today's show. I'm sorry, I'm talking a little bit low. My voice is leaving me. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, hit star 61. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show, the 96 hours, and I want to talk about two things, what's going on in Zimbabwe, and finish the Bitcoin thing is real quick. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit *61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Man, I just got to continue. Man, Scotty, thanks for putting that drop on. That drop is really, really us. And like you said, man, I just thought, you know, that is really us. I appreciate that, brother. So, hey, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show's Friday live show today. We got a couple of articles we got to get out of, so I didn't mean to actually get distracted, but sometimes I just go where it is supposed to, you know, I just let things happen. And so we were looking at the Turkey ready to send troops to Syria if necessary, and that will definitely cause the start of a regional conflict that will turn into global, to GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. So now, next article is really telling, from Sputnik. Says Russian foreign minister reveals details of talks between Putin and Japan's prime minister Abe. Uh-oh. Do you know what this means? You start to see what's going on. What did France say last week? You remember? France had a meeting among their chambers, the government parliament, and said we need to end the sanctions against Russia. It's killing our economy. They basically said we don't need to engage in sanctions against our new ally. We can't take the path of destruction of our new enemy, the United States. And then lo and behold, you have Abe and Putin. And remember, Japan was one of the last countries that wanted to be a founding member of the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. So was the Philippines, and so was Taiwan. And at the last minute, they surprised everyone saying that they were going to do it, and the U.S. said, you better not. You better not. Could that fight down in the South Sea of China be actually instigated by the United States? Could those earthquakes that you had seen rocking Japan in the past, could that have been created by man to send a message to Japan as to, don't you get out of line? Let me tell you why that's so. Because they're the second largest holder of the U.S. debt. The last thing, the camel that will break the straw, is if Japan starts to sell U.S. treasuries. Look like this handshake is one that Japan will now become a part of BRICS. And you know what that means? They're going to drop the dollar in the U.S. treasuries. Everything is setting up. Everything is setting up perfectly for the former proven strategies of destroying nations by war is unfolding again. And the new Third Reich of Nazi Germany that was established by Manifest Destiny has come back to one of its originators, the United States. then the U.S. will act just like the Nazis, because they always were governmental-wise, corporation-wise. This is why these corporations are saying they have a right to be recognized as a person, and they have constitutional rights to your paying of tax dollars. This is huge. You're seeing the unfolding of things. And this is giving clear indications of what is happening. The purge. We've been talking about that for a while. They are going to convict on the global, in the court of global opinion, that the United States has been engaged in ubiquitous fraud and theft by robbery from force and fear. And the rest of the world will render a verdict of guilty. This is going to be where you're targeted here, because you've always been the target, and the people of the world is actually the target also. So, very, very telling. Next article, because I want to move on. A hacker says, I got into Grucifer. Grucifer. I got into Hillary Clinton's server. This was on NBC News. The purge, ladies and gentlemen, the purge. And now it's reported that within weeks, Hillary will have to be questioned by the FBI. If you believe all of that stuff, this is just the perfect scenario, dramatic scenario for the play on your life, your physical life. So check out this article. Told you, we'll come by hacking. Next article, major one. Everyone on the West Coast needs to be aware of this. San Andreas Fault, locked, loaded, and ready to roll with big earthquake, says experts. Southern California section of the San Andreas Fault is locked, loaded, and ready to roll. A leading earthquake, I can't see the rest of it, and this was from the LA Times. So everyone on the West Coast, you definitely need to prepare for it, and all the surrounding states that are adjacent to California, Southern California, because believe me, if the San Andreas goes and it splinters into the other fault lines that are there, you are looking at a massive, massive economic and a massive casualty catastrophe that will ripple through this whole country. California has one of the largest economies. It's large enough to be registered in some of the most wealthiest countries in the world. If that economy goes in Southern California, you will feel it everywhere in the world. Not only that, in this country, not only that, the food production that comes out of California will be disrupted. And the overall economic effect of it all will render the U.S. economically paralyzed. So it may shake there, but it will rock it. It will shake, rattle, and roll with you. You may not feel the earthquake, but you will feel the aftershocks of it in so many ways. So if you live in Southern California, or if you live in California, definitely you know what to do. Be prepared and be ready and have a plan for that. Because I'm going to tell you, if you've never been in an earthquake, man, and if the San Andreas goes, that one is going to be so huge. I don't even want to think of that, you know. San Andreas, I wouldn't even be surprised if it spins off and actually puts a lot of pressure on Yellowstone. And if Yellowstone goes, night-night, sayonara to us all. No need to prepare for that one. So, check out that article. Next one. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Medical errors are the leading killer after heart disease and cancer, study finds. It's amazing how, when we really look at the illnesses and what the adversities to our health are, they're all man-created. Cancer, created by man. Heart disease, created by man. Practicing medicine, is a legal way to say it wasn't my fault. Created by man. We have a lot to do, ladies and gentlemen, as you already know, but there are things that you can do to strengthen your immune system and so many things. We really need to have a show just on that. Bring in some people that know a lot about that, and you, the listeners, engage in starting to talk about it so that you can share information. We need to have shows about that. Next article comes from The Guardian, Zimbabwe, to print local U.S. dollars to ease cash crunch. And then it had the same article, Zimbabwe to print its own U.S. dollars amidst severe cash shortage and deepening economic woes. And this comes from IB Times. So what I want to do, I want to talk about this for the last 15 minutes of this part of the show. Then we'll jump into the 96 hours margin call. But if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. It's Friday. You could talk about whatever it is that you want, and we will get to the show when necessary. But they're so important that we engage in conversation, and so that we can have dialogue instead of monologue. So listen, this is very telling, and I want to talk about this really quickly. The U.S. has, where they're trying to move everyone to digital currency. Zimbabwe is trying to move everyone into another facade of a currency that will not have any purchasing power. Guess what? Both are doing the exact same things. The only thing that's different is on different hemispheres of the globe. Their currency is worthless. And their currency is worthless because they are using it as an instrument to enslave people even more. Here in the United States, they want to move everyone to cashless societies, known as bitcoins and the system that they're developing, the cashless system that they are creating with a blockchain and everything else, because they want to have the ability to make you dependent on them 100%. Why is that? Because then that will keep you obedient to them. Let me just think about it. Just imagine for a minute. I don't know if it ever has happened to you. It's happened to me before. You go to buy groceries, you go to the register, and your card is declined. Or your card doesn't work. And you don't have any cash on you because you don't carry cash anymore. Why is it inconvenience? I just put this little card in my pocket. It's technology. It's great. Then you come to realize that, oh, shoot, I'm the brokest millionaire in the world because I have no access to any form of a medium of exchange. So I can't exchange something for something else. And all of a sudden your stomach gets a whole lot hungrier and starts growling more than when you went into the store because you were just mildly thinking about you wanted a snack or something like that. But now full-blown hunger starts to kick in as soon as your card doesn't work. And why doesn't your card work? Because we have positioned ourselves that someone else can determine if we eat or not. By so many ways, it's not just an extension of the card being cut off or the dependency on a card at all. It's the dependency on the economy that you didn't create is the real problem. That is what is the foundation of the misery, the foundation of the overall bondage that we have all been placed in economically, because it is designed by someone that has you in the business plan as the facilitator of their wants and needs. So how is this working here in the United States? They've moved everyone to loving using their smartphone to pay with your smartphone. You've seen the commercials. They had it during the Super Bowl. One brother sent me and said, oh my gosh, Dave, did you see the Super Bowl? Did you see this one company, but they say the new money is, and they said that new money has never been so powerful. Oh, no, 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 no. That's such a deception. One is not money. Two is nothing new about it. And number three, it's never been so powerful, but has never made you so weak, independent. So now in Zimbabwe, this is what they're going to do. They're going to actually create their own bond and have that back their country. And I want you to hear a couple of things in the article. Let's take this one article. Let me pull this one article up real quick. In this one article, I want you to hear what a couple of people are saying, how Zimbabwe's economy is adversely affecting them. And let me tell you something. Zimbabwe is going to be no different than Detroit, L.A., Dallas, New York, Boston, Florida, Beverly Hills, or the Pacific Palisades. Doesn't matter where you are. If you are attached to this economy and you are leveraged in this economy in a way that has been pushed by mainstream, then you are in a position of disadvantage. They are harvesting your energy and leaving none for you to be able to sustain yourself with. So let's check out this article real quick. How much time we got? Okay, real quick. Let me just read this one part. What this one person says how this is adversely hurting them. Okay, now they're supposed to be able to take out $1,000 a day, but they're not even able to take out $1,000 a day. Here it is. I'm supposed to be at work, but I'm here. Let me see. Here we go. I'm supposed to be at work, but it's becoming embarrassing to explain to my landlord that I cannot withdraw money to pay my rent. In some cases, banks have limit the amount that they can be taken out to $200, well below the minimum set by the government. The government said the minimum is $1,000 and $5,000 is the most, because what they're doing is Zimbabwe doesn't want the cash to leave the country. They don't want people to protect themselves. So they are creating, they are actively having capital controls. So also, I want you to read one more thing. I want to check this out real quick. A 57-year-old carpenter who works for a furnishing manufacturer said that his salary has been deposited in the bank on Tuesday, but has not been able to withdraw any money. I need to pay rent, is what he said, my children's school fees, and I also need to repay debts to several people I owe. I have used the little money I had at home on a bus fare. If I don't get money today, I will walk back home. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now introduced to your future by way of the government control of your life. This is a prelude to the situation that you will be in here. And believe me, doesn't matter what they told you of how wealthy and how great the United States was. That was a lie. And I always like to say the United States wealth is like moonlight. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as moonlight. And there is no such thing as the great American wealth. And it's really time for us to wake up to some of the truths and stop perpetuating the falsehoods and start living our own truths and start establishing our own way of living, because that's the only thing that you will be able to depend on, is the decisions that you've executed from your free will and energized it. This is a crucial step that we all are in need of in order to live sustainable, prosperous lives and to establish culture among ourselves, because with that established culture, we will teach our youth and we will engage with our elder and our young people in order to facilitate the prosperity that's necessary by by appropriately positioning the energy that brings about the most beneficial good for your sustainability in your life. Zimbabwe is you. Zimbabwe is the United States. The United States is Zimbabwe. They're just doing it on different scales. Just like the currency in Zimbabwe doesn't buy anything and they are having major capital controls, people are, and you know what's so funny? He said that his salary was deposited in the bank. So right away, the energy of your labor is stolen from you immediately because it goes to an institution and never goes to you. And guess what? It goes to the owner and the actual, they're paying the owner of you the wage for your work. We have never caught that here in the United States. You want to know why they have direct deposit? Because it goes directly to the one that is the beneficiary of your labor. And then they decide how much and if you get it. And everything is well and good and dandy while they allow it to happen. Because the only thing that they're doing is lulling you further and further to sleep and lulling you into more and more blind faith into the system. And that, no, that's not going to happen. They've been saying that for years. And even this and that is going, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, well, you're about to see the conspiracy agenda on your butt. Because people don't perish because of a lack of knowledge. People perish because they reject knowledge. That is the cusp that has been the thorn in our sides, and we don't even see it as a thorn. We think it's supposed to be there, that the government is supposed to supply. That's what I vote for. That's what I pay taxes for. Really. Have you ever read the tax code? Have you ever read the Constitution? Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence and what it really means and what it really stands for? If you did, like if you have you ever read the Civil Rights Act? If you did, and you had the comprehension of what you were reading, it would totally change the way you think and live, and more importantly, execute your energy. We'll get ready to go to a commercial break. We got a couple of people in queue. We're definitely going to go to them. Then we're going to get into the 96-hour margin call. So everyone that's in queue, just give us a second. We'll be right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., that happens to be in Dallas, and happy to be here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, would love to talk to you. Was in FEMA Region Number 9, but now we're in FEMA Region Number 6. It's still a FEMA region wherever you go. You can go to the FEMA region of Jamaica, the FEMA region of Africa, the FEMA region of Britain, the FEMA region of Anguilla. You can go anywhere in the world. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You are in the FEMA region. Didn't hope that you know that. And there are have been actual preparations, designs, and plans and procedures in place to uphold those FEMA regions. Hopefully you'll never see those things in action. That is my eternal energy will. So If you'd like to get in today's conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. We'll bring you up, and let's have a dialogue. Got a couple of brothers or sisters in the queue that's waiting, so let's go to them. Don't like to keep our callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Rob, calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, brother, how you feeling?
I'm good. And you, I was actually having a conversation with a couple of people yesterday about the financial collapse. And,
yes, sir.
The one brother in particular that I was talking to, it's a two-part question. He was a mm-hmm. Mason, and I guess the first thing I would ask you is, do you know anything about being a Mason? And he was saying that once the dollar collapsed, he was saying that that the top half of the globe basically is gone, basically be gone, like the top half of North America, like everything that's mm-hmm. He had a picture of the globe, and he was like, everything that's above this line is basically going to be gone, and everything mm-hmm. under the line was going to be there, which was like Africa, and then I forget the other stuff. Basically, it was like Africa. But what I wanted to mm-hmm. ask you was that, have you heard anything about that, like it being something so massive that takes place that a lot of the planet may perish, and if you don't have resources in order to get resources and a passport to leave the place where we are right now, you're doomed to perish. So that and anything about being a Mason. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes. Thank you for the call, brother. And you're more than welcome to hang on to make sure I get this right. Okay. First part, do I know anything about being a Mason? Yes. I am not affiliated with any fraternal order of anyone. I believe that that I am a political atheist, and I'm a fraternal atheist, meaning I don't prescribe to anyone else's agenda from secrecy or anything else to facilitate what is organically moral to me. So yes, I'm very, very familiar with the Masons and the overall agenda that they have. It's yes, very familiar.
One more question. You said agenda. If you could just speak to what that agenda might be, because this was about 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. this was another brother. I used to see him a lot. I was working a particular job, and he used to come in, and we was pretty familiar, and I noticed that he had a ring on, and I knew he was a Mason, so I started inquiring about it, and mm-hmm. His demeanor changed when I asked him about this, and his demeanor changed as if I was a stranger. But mm-hmm. his words to me was, he said, you know, sometimes, man, when you join something, man, your life isn't your life anymore. Mm-hmm. And I took that loud and clear. But so now, fast forward 10 years later, I'm talking to this brother, and when I spoke back to him, he was like, well, what he was saying was true, but what he wasn't able to give you was the other side of it, or something like that. He put some kind of spin on it or what mm-hmm. have you. So that was it.
I would say this, yes, evil always hides behind secrets. Nothing that's benevolent and truthful holds secrets. Benevolency always shares. Love always gives. A thief always takes. And they want to cover the tracks of taking as much as they possibly can. You can have some good people that are in different organizations, but they may not understand what they're being used to do. There are a lot of people that work for different things and are part of different things that they may be good people, and you know what? The system that they're working under is actually using them to give that overall organization credibility among the everyday person. But I would say this. I do not neither engage my free will with people that will allow and would like to engage in demonic rituals. And that is, you know, the extent of my beliefs. I do, no man, no institution rules me. The great creator God Almighty didn't make me a Mason, didn't make you a Mason. That was a choice of yours. Very well. And there are some very good people that happen to be Masons, but those individuals have not checked the history about of that fraternal order, that secret fraternal order, at all. But it's a very easy thing to do. I would say to those that do that, who is allowed in your lodges? What is the criteria of the membership of your lodges? No, not the individual, but what the spirit that they can bring there tells everything. And, you know, they try, you know, there's an intimidation factor and everything else. All cowards try to intimidate by fear of force. So I would always say you should always check what the spirit of something is. Something that is sincere and love is always has an open hand to you. And the oppressor always has a fist towards you. In the church, in the organizations, in the government entities, they all practice the same thing. You have to decide, does an institution rule you? A lot of people think a sellout is just is someone that is black that is helping someone else that's non-black. No, let me tell you what a sellout really is. Is when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda.
Right. Because you know, this also came up in the conversation. And it was this was a school setting. So it was two black males and then the rest was females. So, you know, he was like, well, you know, you already a Mason, and you know you already a Mason, right? And he like, you know, he was telling me, talking to me, he like, you know, you are where I was, you know, you're taking in a lot of information right now, and you know you're really hot, you in the molten stage, right? And he said, you know, you get to a point where you realize that you can't fight the system. And I said, you know, I said, man, people didn't die, man, you know, for, you know, the fighting the system. I'm like, you know, I don't agree with that, you know, not at all. I said, man, basically right, what you saying is, nigga, get in your place. And I'm like, nah, I ain't, you know, I'm not that guy. And then, right, so what I noticed was, is that his energy and the direction of him in general shifted totally to the other brother. He told me out.
Right. Well, you know, what I would say is that your energy is your energy. And you neither need to answer a question from someone that you already realize that their energy is wrong.
Right.
You don't even have to oblige or insult your energy or waste your energy on that spirit, because they have free will just like you do. And the most important thing is for you to execute that free will. And this is why Brother Davis talks about really the power of meditation, so that you will always, and you picked up on it, brother, that you pick up on the energy that is around you. It's really, really crucial. And there's a lot of influences from different organizations because they have an agenda, and they bombard you with that temptation and that pressure to put you here. Now, Is every person that's a Mason a bad person? No, not at all. It's not my job to quantify or qualify someone as being bad or this. But I do know one thing. A spirit of something does not control me. I control everything around me in the universe because it was given to me as one to create in it, not to destroy it. So that's what I would say to you, brother. I would say I think you understand and you get no institution rules you. Now, real quickly, you said something about the globe and this map that they have and everything else. Well, I'm not quite sure when they showed you the map, was it because a part of the land was no longer there because of water or how was the North America no longer there?
He was, you know, he was talking like that secret stuff. So he was like, you know, well, he's like, I can tell you, you know, but I really can't. And, you know, he was going back and forth like that. And then when he showed us the picture, it was a picture of the globe and it had a red line through it. And everything above the red line, he said, was going to perish. And he was like, basically, you know, we got to get to Africa. Or, you know, it ain't going to be good.
Right, right. Well, there's been a lot of movement in our solar system. There's been a lot of celestial body movement in the solar system. The actual North Pole, the magnetic north is changing. There's talk of a pole shift, and there's talk of the sun going into basically the sun. Its flares going into a solar minimum instead of a solar maximum, which basically brings about a ice age, and then there's talk about pole shifts and everything else. And you know, I think the most important thing, brother, is that everything around us is living. And when that one individual is untrustworthy around you, you should really stop giving energy to that and gravitate towards the energy of life and love that is around you. So often we pay too much attention to deception, and you already knew that it was not sitting right with your spirit, and we should always listen to our spirit. And you did. You don't always have to engage in a conversation with one that wants to bring and uphold secrets of destruction, because that person holds nothing of value for you in the eternal spectrum.
Definitely. Thank you.
So, man, great call, brother. Don't hesitate. Give us a call back at any time.
Sure, thank you.
Yes, sir. Great, 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 great call. And you know, this is what Tando is all about. You know, we need to talk. This is how I choose to live. This does not make it right. In my opinion, doesn't make it right. But it's how I've learned, and I, you know, a lot of things. I do a lot of things for reasons. There's a reason why I do certain things. And this brother was obviously, he was disturbed by this whole engagement. And he knew something wasn't wrong. I would just say to that brother, definitely research that so-called fraternal facade and see what it really means. So we got another caller in queue. Let's go to this other caller real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis. This is Brother Davis. I was sitting out on the queue just listening as usual. But I wanted to it's Brother Davis, caller from Pennsylvania. But I wanted to let that brother know, these organizations, they do what's called scenting. Now, what does scenting mean? Scenting means they want to see if you have control of your imagination. Now, it may sound strange to you, but when a person is scenting, they're seeing how susceptible you are to an idea. If you were susceptible enough to inquire more, then that gave value to what he wasn't telling you. So when he realized that you were not giving value to what he wasn't telling you, he no longer focused on you. You see, you can do scenting in a crowd of people, a group of people, or one-on-one, because all you're doing is looking for that one person who's going to say, hey, man, well, what's the secret? You see, that way they can target without going focusing everything they have to say on the whole group. When you didn't give any value to that secret, then literally you were no longer a person that he wanted to focus on. See, this is just another form of recruiting on a spiritual level, brother. So don't be surprised if that happens to you dealing with other things, because in reality, which you give yourself to, yourself, when I say you give yourself, if a person catches your attention with what they give your imagination, now understand what that means. That means that they'll give you something without no fact, no foundation, or nothing. But if you gravitate to it, you open yourself to receive what they can put into you during your time of interest. And if you gravitate to what they put into you, you in. By the time you realize what you've done, they might have put you in a position to believe that leaving them will be your destruction. And that's right. A very major part of those secret organizations. Okay, Dave, I'll get back in the back room, brother.
Brother Davis, I'm glad that you chimed in, because that's absolutely right. Once the brother didn't give energy to it, the spirit had to move on. It's one of those things where you say, get thee behind me. And they don't want to be challenged by someone or for their so-called tactics not work and show the vulnerability of their deception. That's what they're protecting.
Absolutely.
So Brother Davis, it chronicled that perfectly from the start when he met, and they probably were looking at certain individuals because they also look at so many factors in trying to recruit. They try to massively recruit, but they try to target recruit. And this was what they always have done, and then what they will continue to do until there's no place for them, because there is no need for any secret organizations of fraternal order. What makes them different than the alphabet soup organizations that carry out murder, enslavement, child abductment, and the stealing of body parts, melanin, and everything else? Absolutely nothing at all.
Brother
it's
Dave.
It's actually rooted there.
Brother
so
Dave, you there?
This is critical. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, but I was like only about just turned 18 years old, and it's this guy here who, you know, lived here most of his life, but he was in the Masons, and I didn't know he was in the Masons. I knew him from when he would come to the gym to play basketball, you know, at the little city gym and whatnot. And I remember one day, you know, he approached me after the game, and I've been known him, seen him out at the, you know, little juke joints and what have you. So it's not like I didn't know him and whatnot, but I didn't know he was in the Masons. And he showed me that ring, and you know, I guess he was asking me to ask him more about it, and I pretty much was ignoring him because I was picking up a homosexual spirit off of him. So I was like basically just ignoring him and whatnot. So, you know, yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you why the brother was targeted. Because they saw something in him that they wanted. That's why Scotty was targeted. I was actually targeted. And I'm pretty sure some people that you know of that talked here have been targeted. And there are some people that I know and absolutely love that are in those organizations. And I absolutely love that the individuals, but I think that they haven't been exposed to the true nature of it all, because that's one thing about a deception, is that they are going to get people of good character and say this is what they compartmentalize everything. They say that we're going to have you represent, this is what we're about. It's not that all this other stuff. There was a song recently where Beyonce in one of her songs says, I'm getting corny with all that Illuminati stuff. Well, see, that is a political, and that is a attack on you so that you will start to stop inquiring about its demonic intentions. And so, yes, Scotty, that's, you know, we were, many of us have been targeted by them, and But we decided to go in different ways. You would be surprised. You know, I really took a real investigative look into it because of my last name. And it was one named Christopher Wren that revolutionized the fraternal orders that they have now, that you are familiar with a lot of the names. And he did it out of the city of London, which is one of the four city states in the world. And he built that place, and there was a demonic spirit in which that permeated the whole division. I mean, the whole setting up and dividing that into having that divide and conquer the whole globe and the seek for talent to destroy everyone else. So, yeah, it's a harvesting. It's a pooling. They're looking for a pool of talent. And you have to be one individual that, you know, decide who you are, and nothing is wrong with who you are, and there isn't anything that they can offer you that will improve who you are. So you mean to tell me the great creator, God Almighty, has made a mistake, or that there is such thing as a secret? You know, they always talk about this religious thing with the chosen ones from different groups. Well, if you really search it, they change that all around. They chose. They weren't chosen. But see, the falsehoods get so distorted because they distort the truth in order to manipulate the masses. So yeah, Scotty, I'm with you, and the one brother, I think he's back. Let's see if he had another question. Brother, did you come back? Did you have a question or comment that you wanted to make? I'm sorry.
It go with what you just said about like, you have to decide, is there anything that, you know, an organization or a person can offer you, you know, that will make you go with them or join? And in that little scenario, he talked about a situation where he went to a hotel, right? And he like, the receptionist noticed my medallion, I think he said, and then she flashed the sign. And then, you know, I flashed the sign, and then she told me, your suite is available. And, you know, I had paid for, a regular room, and that was right. The last piece I had.
Right. Well, you know, and let me just say this about that. Yeah, it's how childish we have come in this part of our eternity, to where that we would absolutely think that there is something so-called as a members-only club. The devil always gives you a contract that you lose your soul on. So if they can just tempt you with getting some temporary trinkets in order to house and hold a spirit during your physical life and part of your eternal life, well, you were quite cheap to be working on the corner, because that's what they will always do to you. They will always put you on a corner to serve them. And, you know, I always say I was born alone. I ultimately live alone. I share this time alone, so leave me alone. And because I don't need, and nor do you, brother, you picked up all through that, how childish we have come to think that we could actually belong. That's because we're special and no one else is. Wow. How selfish, how naive, and more importantly, how demonic of a spirit we are on taking. And this is only going to lead to further disingenuous life, and not only that, a separation between you and what has been given to you sustainably by the great creator. You will think that you need to steal from heaven. And so, yeah, it's, man,
can you hear me?
That, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Last thing, I'm sorry. Because it was a group of us, so I proposed a question. I'm like, and I heard Mr. Bob Law say this on Gus's program, and he just was saying like, well, what if it was never about the money, you know? And he was talking about like, what if it was just about the ownership of an idea, and you know, what mm-hmm. have you. And when I'm saying that, you know, he was like in direct opposition, and you know, saying ultimately it comes down to being able to provide, and the people, you know, in the room, they started to be in agreement. But when I threw the question out there, you know, people was thinking about it, because I'm like, all right, well, people are willing to kill each other over this fiat currency, you know. And he was talking about learning a new system and how, you know, money work and, you know, all of this and all of that. And I'm like, well, what if the collapse happened, you know, the dollar collapsed, and then everything that you own, you know, who is to say that you own it? If somebody got a tank or a gun and just, you know, they just come in and, you know, it, all mm-hmm. chaos is just breaking loose. And that was the last piece.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a real good point, Brian. I'm glad that you responded that way, and overall that you weren't going to take the bait, because that's the only thing that, you know, for that brother, hopefully at the appropriate time that brother will see some of the truths that need to be asked. And so this is why a question is more important than an answer. And that brother has never asked the appropriate questions about that fraternal organization to know what it's really all about. And it's quite easy to discern what is malevolent and what is benevolent. And all you have to do is just, for every Mason, you should say, what about your brother in Albert Pike? And leave it at that. And I would suggest you all look at who Albert Pike was. Mm-hmm. So I just don't engage in that low frequency childish manipulation. It's not worth our time. So great call, brother. And I'm glad that you brought that, because a lot of us get challenged with different things, because our uncle and our grandfather were in this group, they was in the church, and they were this and they were that, and they were part of this organization. And these organizations, just like these organizations, are a part of your overall profile as to your resume, as who you are as a person. So this is what's validating your eternal energy, an organization? Wow. I think you're much bigger than that, brother and sister. So let's start acting that way, that we are much bigger than that. We all make mistakes, but we don't need to engage in something that you didn't create for the benefit of yourself, your family, and your overall community. Check the history. The truth is there. They'll tell you the truth if you just ask. They will tell you the truth if you just ask. And I'm going to tell you what you need to ask if you are. I'll just tell you what you need to ask. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
I also want to add to you, brother, that you have to understand your stature. When a person literally allows themselves to follow their imagination, everything that you have established, your family, and everything goes in that transition.
Yes.
Because although you may not think that on that level, they are. Because if you go to the door, they want to keep you there. So they're leveraging everything you give them, meaning information. It could be your family. They don't care, because literally it's not about you no more. It's about if you are ready or willing to go through that door. And a lot of times, a lot of people have no control over self, and they find themselves going through that door. I gave a show on nothing but self, and the reason being is because you are attached to such a universal power that any entity that literally can get or lower you into following their path, they not only have you and everything connected to you, they have your energy, because that's where you put it, that's where your focus is at. So you really have no longer have focused on self, even if you got in by a mistake. Depending on how they developed the story of the content in your mind, and I gave a show about that, about how we have to be discerning enough to make the decisions that is best for self, because there is a lot of things in the universe that mean you harm, period.
And they don't Brother Davis, hold on one sec. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on right there, because I want you to really finish that, because it's so important, because this is so true. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want, Brother Davis is going to actually expand and expound upon what he's saying to you all. It's very important that you catch this point. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. And the caller at SMQ will come right back to you as soon as we finish and come out. We'll be right back.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and Brother Davis was expanding and explaining the importance of self, the universal self. Brother Davis, would you finish the point that you was making, because it's a very, very important one, especially with the question and the contact that the one brother said he had engaged in recently.
Okay, brother. What I was trying to speak about in reference to self is our identity and our consciousness and our will. And in every level of life that you have an emotion, you have an identification. And that identification doesn't always identify with your consciousness or your will. It identifies with your emotion. So if your emotion is led in a direction and it follows that direction, it's taking your consciousness and your will with it. You see, that's why we must be so discerning when it comes to self. Because in the non-self, when I say the non-self, that's that entity or whatever it is that's trying to get your attention, it has a no identity, it has no consciousness, and what he's doing is a voluntary act to get an involuntary activity. See, because you didn't volunteer. See, so he had to initiate a voluntary act on his part to get you to submit through your imagination, because there's no foundation in an involuntary act. It's so important that we understand how self is controlled by self. And in order to do that, you have to work on self. You can't do anything for someone else. You could see someone else making a mistake and say, oh man, you know, you got to really think that through. But if they don't listen to you, they're still making a decision and following through based on how they see themselves. And a lot of time, how they see themselves is in the imagination of that process. That's like a person saying, listen, I got $100. I got $100,000 in this bag. Look. And you look in and you see money. And he says, all you got to do is carry this bag across the street. Well, he didn't tell you that he has somebody up the street being initiated. And what they have to do is literally kill somebody. And what their connection is, when you see the person carrying a bag across the street, you run them over. And it looks like an accident. You see what I'm saying? And there may not be no cash in there at all. The cash in there was the illusion. That's why they must focus on your imagination. So I'm trying to give you a little quick synopsis of how the world operates in the unseen plane. And believe me, man cannot save man. Humanity cannot save humanity. The divine nature of man is what is going to have the grace of the Creator. Because literally, we are walking on what's called the fence of flame now. I mean, when I say that, I mean this fence that we're walking on can burn down in a moment. Because it's on fire. You understand what I'm saying? This is just the life we live. You look around you in the world, we are on the fence of flame. And that's why I try to tell people that it's not so much important about what is going on around you as much as it is important of what is going on in you, because everything around you is external. Everything you control in your truth is internal. And you must keep that in mind, because out here, there are a whole lot of elements that mean no good to you. And that's not just you. That's all entities. Because listen, you have an innate power that was your birthright, but it's called the unseen. Westernism don't focus on it. But if you notice, most of all other cultures focus on developing themselves so that they can operate in the unseen world. The Asians do. The Indians do. Most of the countries in Africa, their origin is out of the unseen world. Now they've adopted the Bible, but as they begin to wake up, just like here in America, as people begin to wake up, you're going to see them identifying and falling away from these things that used to be traditional. But they were only traditional because those people can control their choice. Now they're beginning to control your choice. Things are changing, brother. But you will listen. You're on the right path. Don't think for a minute. Because if that was the case, you would be sitting here talking about how it would be important for us to become Mason. That's what they do. Be blessed, brother. I'm going to get back in the back room, man.
Man, so true. And I'm going to just add to this. We got two other callers. I'm going to go to them right now. Listen, a good friend of mine said, if you live your life for someone, that individual, their grandmother told them this. If you live your life for someone else, that person has two lives and you have none. So true. The ability and the execution of your free will is a gift to you. That's what makes you free, or it is the same power to enslave you. So let's go to this other caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Brother Mel?
Brother Mel, what's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. I was sure looking forward to that 96, but this conversation got good, so...
We will do the 96. We will definitely do the 96 hour. Monday, Brother Bragg is going to be on. Tuesday, we will do all the 96 hours of the margin call, because it's important, because we're going to be hitting that margin call soon. Go ahead, man. I want to take your time. Go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to say, man, that y'all brothers are some mental champions, man. Wow. Kudos to y'all, man. The brother that called, peace to him, man. I heard him say something about the conversation he was having with this person, and his final statement basically was that you can't fight the system, you can't beat the system. But it wasn't until I got to, you know, mentally sparring with you guys to really understand being a sovereign man, a sovereign spirit, that should never be your intention. And it's like me and my wife, we be joking with each other, like, so are we going to, like, season the overall fish? Or, you know, could you use that overall? The overall objective is to walk away from the system. You know, you're not trying to fight it, beat it, none of that. We want to distance ourselves from the system totally. So, and when you say it, just take the power away, man. I mean, that's so powerful, man. And I didn't understand that until recently. I really didn't. But before I get off of here, I just wanted to make a quick a statement about... I'm switching gears, totally. But
no, you're good, brother.
About the prisoners that Obama just exonerated. I think it was like 58 or something he exonerated. Mm-hmm. I think he did like 61 or something last year. And I'm like, man, these are nonviolent drug offenders that's... it's like they're making it like he did something so great for humanity, and it's such a slap in the face to all these thousands of brothers, hundreds of thousands of people that's locked up for under the same circumstances. Why is it only 58 that's getting exonerated? And I mean, it's just a slap in the face, man. And
yeah,
it's just that illusion thing. It just really angers me, man. And my last part is real quick. I had a real quick question. When you were talking about the taxes, we are supposedly in a voluntary tax system. Is that true?
Yeah, no, it's actually robbery. It's actually because it's by force and fear that they cause you to pay taxes. It's actually people don't even realize that you're being robbed.
Well, this is my question though, because everybody's looked for laws that states that taxes are mandatory. They've even admitted that we live in a voluntary tax system.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that they're able to, you know, incarcerate? How can they prosecute you? How can you be breaking the law that doesn't exist?
Yep, so true. Well so said, Matt. That's so true.
Okay, I just wanted to
because,
know how they...
Because it serves an agenda where we as people feel like this. You can't beat City Hall. And then they give you another one. They try to come up with these so-called elaborate sayings. The only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. There's no such thing as death, and there is no such thing as taxes. The only thing that's guaranteed is that they're going to lie.
Well, and I understand but that's a
yes.
part of
oh, I know you
the
do.
System. What are they legally standing on to incarcerate people and take people's property and belong? I mean, I know that they do it under all type of auspicious ways, but I'm just wondering what laws are they standing on in order to do this? How can they do this?
Mm. Well, I firmly live by this, that there is only primary and absolute rights. And that means that you live under the understanding and under the given unalienable primary rights that the great creator God Almighty has established. And if you really look at that, let's look at it from without man's hands. So where can we look to see an example of God's, the created synthetic, I mean not synthetic, but organic law? And you can look in what they call the wild kingdom and see it. But if you want to look in civilization, you have to look at the letter of the law that supersedes the spirit of the law. Because that's a law that's written by man. And they keep it on a book. Anything a man writes is by the design and the agenda for a man. The great creator God Almighty never writes a book. The great creator God Almighty, just like you, can create life. The great creator God Almighty has never made anything inanimate. Everything that's created lives. So, the book is a lie because it doesn't live. So they're going to come up with a bunch of deceptions, and this is how they're able to do it, because we choose to participate in it. The golden rule. I mean, what we always talk about here, you know, is we play by the rules, so they rule. And so you hit on so many great points, Mel, that's so true with all of us, and we really, it would be behoove of us to start to live that, because I'm going to tell you, the thing that really hurts us the most is because we live in fear. We act in fear, we live in fear, we make our decisions based in fear. And we're always afraid of what the threat is to us. We're afraid that we're going to die. You can't die. Transformation.
Me personally, I'm tired of being in fear, man. Forget that fear, man. Fear ain't got me nowhere.
Yeah, but on your knees to man. That's it. I'm just saying. In general, that's the only thing that fear ever gets you is on your knees to man, and to worship a false god. That's what it does. That's really what it does.
So I just look in my backyard if I want to know the laws of nature.
That's it, brother. Hey, man, we got a couple of other callers in queue. Hold on, Mel. Keep listening. Keep providing with us, man, because you bring so much to the table. We got a couple of callers in queue. Hold on, we're gonna go to those callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? What are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross.
What's up, Brother Ross?
What's up? Peace
yes, sir.
Love to you all. Brother Mel, Jambone. I mean, today's discussion is incredible. And first, I wanted to just throw something out there. You're absolutely right when you say that we've been conditioned and ruled by fear. And there's a brilliant documentary that's about 3 hours long. I know that it's on YouTube, called The Money Masters, where they kind of deal with the tax situation and how they've been robbing us blind. I suggest anybody who wants some insight into that, that's a brilliant documentary to get into. Also
done by Bill Still.
Yes.
By Still, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just to piggyback off of what Brother Davis was talking about with emotions, if you just look at the word emotion, this really is energy in motion. And what emotions are states of trance, which is why if you look at the church, especially the black church, they always hoot and holler and get you to, you know, have to skip and jump in the aisles because they're putting you into a state of trance. And if you can get into meditation, you'll be able to control your ability to either not be in that state of trance or to get into the state of trance that you would like to. So always remember that anything that's emotional or anything that's moving you towards an emotional reaction, it's all about putting you into a state of trance because you're much easier to control in whatever state of trance that is. Or they can get you out of control of yourself as well with those same states of trance, like anger, for example. You can get out of control. They want to manipulate you. Good example. If a police officer wants to kill a black person that day and he says, well, I'm just going to call this black male a nigga and disrespect him in every way possible, with the understanding that most black people react off of emotion, so I can get him to do what I want him to do so I can shoot him and then say, this is my justifiable reason for killing this black male. That's just a brief example. The third thing and last thing I wanted to touch on was your discussion of the Masons. It's interesting because before I hit 27, I received at least 4 different offers to join the Masons from different people that were close to me or that I know. And I never took the offer to join any of them, but I would just have these discussions, and I would always talk about Nile Valley High culture and spirituality because that's what I practice. I've been practicing for well over 20 years. And a lot of the different things that we would bring up in discussions made them think that I was one. And I was like, no, I'm not one. But they said, well, you have a lot of insight into things that you probably not even are aware that you have insight to. So I said, well, I'm aware of what I have insight to. I just don't know the context in which the Masons are using it. And it brings me to something else. There's 2 different lodge systems. You have the original African system, which originated in the Nile Valley, and then you have the white variation that goes back to England, of course. And I remember Dr. Ben talking about this a number of times many years ago, about the fact that Sir Albert Churchworth, he wrote a book called The Signs and Symbols of Primordial Man, which is probably his magnum opus. He's one of the few white people who actually gave an honest rendition of the origin of species, the human species in Africa amongst African people, and the origin of all religious and spiritual, including Masonic rites, in ancient Africa, i.e. the Nile Valley. And Sir Albert Churchworth actually went to Nubia to find the original lodge system because Dr. Ben, if those who don't know, was a 360-degree brother of the craft. Now, in Africa, our lodge system gave you the full circle, 360 degrees of knowledge. In the British system or the English system, they only give you 33 degrees, and they equate that to the life of Jesus Christ being 33 years. So if you look at that and just take it symbolically, with 33% of the knowledge Africans possess that they stole and misused, this is what they've done with the world, what we're living in today. So God, I mean, just imagine what they would have done had they stolen the 360 degrees of knowledge that we do have, number one. Number two, Dr. Ben talked about the fact that because he was initiated in Nubia, in the Lodge of Saqqara, the Lodge of Saqqara in Egypt, and he discusses this also in one of his lectures. The fact that Albert Churchman went to Nubia to attempt to be initiated in order to learn the other degrees that he was missing, and he was rejected. And he basically, Dr. Ben discussed the fact that if you are not of African descent, you cannot get it. And Our system was meant to perfect the human spirit. Their system is meant to dominate, control, and ruin the planet, which is what we're bearing witness to. So I just wanted to throw that information out there and just say thank you all for an incredible show tonight. It was just awesome. Thank you so much.
My man, as always, brother, always, always. We got another. It's just so much. We got another caller that's in queue. We're going to talk to Rod again, Raj, about this again, because it's so much that we need to engage in, because this is what it's all about. Let me tell you. You were created perfectly. You were created to create. So why is it that you think that there is something that you're missing? That's because of the lack of self-esteem that is put into us from birth. And that is the attack of what has truly, sincerely been created by us all. And so it's amazing how we can look at some of these things. But I don't want to get one. I got another caller in queue. Let me get to this one person. I want to make sure our callers have a voice here. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment? Caller, area code 754. Go ahead, you're on. 754.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
What's going on, brother? Who's this?
This is Brother Sin from the South Florida area.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Not much. Just listening to this lively discussion and, listen to the callers. What's up to the callers, by the way? Just everything that, especially the brother I was just talking, speaking on, the degrees of knowledge and, where everything comes from. And, it's been about 3 years I've been on this conscious ride, And
mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of people, Dr. Wilson, John Henrik, of course, Mother Wilson, Nina Fuller, everybody, you guys. But I'm understanding that subconsciously, like how Brother David speaks about knowing the body, knowing who you are and, ancestors and things like that. Just I'm listening to the knowledge, but as I'm listening to it and gathering it in, I'm realizing that I've known this stuff all along. My whole existence, I've been sovereign. I've been free. And I always question myself, Neo. The Matrix. The whole theme about being somewhere that's a facade that it just you can tell, but you can't readily see behind it because you've been trained to live in it. So I'm just. I listen to the discussions, and these things just come to me. And
stop right there. Did you hear what the brother just said? He said things just come to him. You know why? That is so true. Because when you engage in the truth of things, the great creator, God Almighty, has nothing to hide to you. It will just come to you. And I'm glad that brother just said that, because it will just come to you. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to get a doctrine from obedience school. You don't have to be verified and substantiated by some other man giving his approval of who you are, so you need to go follow and get this doctrine and this and that. That is a lie and a deception. It will just come to you. Why? Because you are an antenna of the spirit. So go ahead, brother. I'm glad you said it just comes to you, because that is how easy it is once you decide to execute your free will that way.
That's right, and that's what it takes. Once you say to yourself, hold up, like my mom used to always say, saying you're going to stop getting in trouble whenever you're tired of getting in trouble. And I understood it, but I didn't. But when you say to yourself, I'm tired, I'm tired. You're subconsciously telling yourself, I'm tired of this world that I'm around. So let me, I'm speaking of us now, speaking of African people, speaking of people of African descent. Once you say that, it's like, I don't know, like you said, antennas come out, and you start to notice things. You start to notice that, all of these buildings, they almost look like it's a commercial that comes on called Bath Fitters. And what they do is they just take moldings that they've made of the bathroom and they just put it on top. Make it look new again. In my eyes, that's what Europeans have done to the world. They just build a mold and put it on top and say, hey, here, this is what we've made. Look at it. But that don't make sense, because once it's tore down, you see the majesty of the creator. another thing I wanted to say was that, you know, you speak about technology and about it's gone this far and we're heading in this direction, but nobody's built a pyramid yet. Nobody's erected a pyramid. These tall buildings and this and that, whatever. But a hurricane come through and smash it. A snowstorm, a strong enough sandstorm could come through and you know, probably eradicate some of these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's built a pyramid. Nobody's matched that level of technology, of genius, of prowess. But you say we're technologically advanced. We're farther than we've ever been in human history. That's BS. That's nonsense. It can't be. There are fixtures here from way far ago that are still here. There's stuff that you built yesterday that's not here anymore. So my subconscious mind tells me that. Even before I was learning all the knowledge that you guys bring to the table, even before I was hearing this stuff, my subconscious felt that. And that name, Denmark Veazey, I'm not sure if I'm related to him. I haven't done any DNA track down, ancestral track down, nothing like that. But from the very first time I've heard his name, something just woke up in me like a fire with everything. Everything is serious. Everything is knowledge. If I ain't speaking about my people and how we gonna come up out of this and different ways from economics to religion, I don't have a zeal for it anymore. I just love basketball, and I don't even feel it anymore. Since that day, and I think it was Scotty that they were talking about. It was New Abolitionist Radio, and they were, I think Denmark Veazey was the rider of the railroad. And since that day,
no, he was the abolitionist in profile.
My kids, because they'll tell you. So
hey, hold on, you know what? Wait. We gotta carry this conversation because you made so many great points, and we're getting ready to run out, and we gotta end the show here. But I want to say one thing, because you had said so much. You've never not known what you know. You just have to recognize that it's yours. And I'm going to say this, you know, everything that they build is a facade. The brother said they haven't been able to build the pyramids yet. You know why? Because they're busy destroying them. It's the pyramid of you. You built you the pyramid. And I would just say one thing else. Don't forget, when you pray, the answer comes to you. Comes to you. God to God. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, got to end the show. We're going to pick this show back up sometime this week because it's very, very important, and I don't want this opportunity to flee us because we didn't think that it was relevant. There was a reason why we went here. Much love, much respect to you, everyone that participated today. Great show. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And we're out. Peace and love. We'll talk to you soon. Much love.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.